I wanted to say a few different, I don't want to say it's random. It's not random. There's some actual connection. But a few different thoughts on the Megillah, which may be tied together, but they're not exactly connected, roughly. The first one is not, I don't think this would qualify for a shmooze, but it's a hargasha. You read the story of the Megillah. Who's the hero of the Megillah? Esther is a hero, right? Right. She's a, you know, for the rest of, for the next 2,000 years, every girl dresses up. It's Queen Esther, right? Esther is the hero. She's the hero of the Megillah. She gets, obviously, she gets tremendous schus. She saved all Klal Yisrael. It wasn't Mordechai that saved all Klal Yisrael. Esther saved all Klal Yisrael, right? So Esther is the hero of the Megillah. Esther is the one that gets the schus that she saved all Klal Yisrael. So a very simple question is like, what did Esther do that was so amazing? You know, what did she do? I mean, when you read the Megillah, now maybe that's not a fair question, and maybe if, you know, if I knew really pshat, there would be an answer. But pashtus, when you read the Megillah, it doesn't sound like she did anything so amazing. Right, Mordechai went ahead. She was taken to the queen. She didn't want to be taken to the queen. Right, that wasn't. She doesn't get credit for that. That wasn't her doing. Right, she's the queen. Mordechai goes ahead and sends her a message that there's a gzeira. She should go, and he tells her to go and tell. He gives her the message. Vayagel o Mordechai is kosher karo. It's parasha sakez asher omer hamanishko al gizei amel b'yehudim. And tells her, lovo al amelach, this kind of vagish in front of an amelach. So he tells her exactly what to do. And then not only that, but Esther doesn't even do it. Esther says no. And then Mordechai sends her again. And he says her, the famous Rashivish moves, but that's not the point. But he tells her in Charesh Tacharishi Beis Azos, Revach Vatzoa Yamud Yehudim B'mokom Acher, Va'at U'beis Ovech Tovedu. Right? In other words, he said, if you don't do it, you're going to get killed. So it doesn't really seem there's such great tzitzkus. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad, but I mean, it's almost, when you read the Megillah Kipshuto, like anyone would have done that. You're the queen. Now all the millions of Jews are in danger. Mordechai, who's the God of Adar, is giving you a message. This is what you have to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to get killed because you're going to be Chayim Misa. So, I don't know. I think a lot of people would have done the same thing. So, well, you know, okay, she risked her life. You know, a lot of people risk their lives in war. A lot of soldiers risk their lives, you know, for to save the country. So why is Esther such an amazing schus? Right? That's not a mukhwa question. But it's a regesh question. You missed it. Everyone missed the regesh question, so I have to say it over again. The question is, we'll say it very quickly, because I got to go, we got to move. The question is that the hero of the Megillas Esther is Esther. Right? Megillas Esther, it's Esther. The hero of Purim is Esther. Esther gets this tremendous chus in all Klal Yisrael, that she saved all Klal Yisrael. What the question is, what was the big dude gedudah, what Esther did? Wouldn't anybody do the same thing? You're the queen. You have the ability. The whole millions of people's lives are in danger. The God of Adar sends you a message that this is what you have to do to save the people. You're the only one that can do it. He tells you if you don't do it, you're going to get killed. So, I mean, I think I would do the same thing too, you know.
Why is that a mukher question?
I don't know. It's not a mukher question. Because we don't know all the details. So I would say, in a non-mukhluk shmooze, but it's not a bad question, okay, is that it could be Einachinami. Why did Esther get so much schar? Because she did it. I would have done it too, okay? But you didn't do it. She did it, right? In other words, sometimes Some people get tremendous reward just because they happen to be in the right place at the right time.
I was going to say more. I said that the guru will come from someone else, not you, so she didn't really have to do it.
Well, not forget, she was supposed to do it. Okay. Anyway, but he said that if you don't do it, someone else will do it. But Amai said she did it. She got the she's the one that saves Klal Yisrael. Yes, yeah, so I don't hear the question. So let me go. In other words, she went ahead and saved all Klal Yisrael. I'll be derech hateva. All Klal Yisrael were going to be killed, and she saved them. So that's a tremendous chus. In other words, I think the word is, what I'm trying to say is, sometimes there are amazing mitzvahs out there. Sometimes it's the amazing mitzvahs are amazing mitzvahs because it's so hard to do. Sometimes amazing mitzvah is because you accomplished an amazing thing. It wasn't hard to do. I'll give you a story. There was a tashlich, right? Many years ago. Tashlich. Some kid went off on his side, tashlich. They used to do, when I was a kid, they used to do tashlich in Flushing Meadow Park. And some kid went off on the side, you know, without his parents, went walking around the lake. And he fell into the lake, a little kid, 6 years old, 7 years old, I don't know how old he was. And he was going to drown, right? And there happened to be one person standing by there, and he pulled the kid out, right? So that guy, like anyone would have done that, right? I don't think anyone who's standing by, and you see the kid, a little kid falling into the lake, you know, he would have done that, anyone would have done that. But that person gets a tremendous chus, mistama, especially because he pulled me out. And, you know, and I think he gets a big chus for that. But, you know, right? So there's sometimes people do, you know, you do amazing mitzvahs. And it doesn't have to be because it took, oh, it was mesiras nefesh. It was, but you did an amazing thing. You saved someone's life. You know, there was a story. Someone, right, he was walking with Rav Shach, and Rav Shach tripped on the steps, and he was going to fall down and get killed. And the guy caught him in a split second. He saved his life. You know, that's pretty good. Ready? What?
Was that also ready?
No. Was not me. Anyway, now this I don't get credit for. I was 6 or 7 years old. But okay, anyway, I get credit for falling in. The Maisa, there's such a thing. So the question is, and now I get to the next question. So why don't these things happen to us? How come I don't get those mitzvahs, right? I get the guy to fall in, I don't get the mitzvah to pull the guy out. You know, why is it that Esther got this, right? This is such an amazing mitzvah. Esther goes down in history for the next thousands of years. All Klal Yisrael, you know what I mean? Everything, all Klal Yisrael is in her credit. Why'd she get it? So the answer is a very big answer, and that is, it's a principle called Megalgalim Schus Ayadei Zakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works out. So you get what you deserve. People who get amazing mitzvahs, it's not just they're lucky. Oh, he was lucky. He just happened to be there at the right time. Right? I assume the person that pulled this little baby, a child, out of the water had a schus, why he deserved to pull get that mitzvah, right? There was Esther was a tzaddikus. It's not coincidental. Esther was in the nevuah. Right now, what she did, she didn't have to be a nevuah. I don't think Pashtut being the psukim, she could have just been any old Jewish girl. Any girl would have done the same thing, but any girl wouldn't have been given the opportunity to do the same thing. It's because Esther was a tzaddikus, because she was it. So then, Megalgalim Schus Ayadei Zakai. So what I'm basically trying to say is that sometimes it's not just there are amazing mitzvahs, but you have to deserve them. Anyway, so now we get to the next question. How do we go ahead? What? It's sometimes, to some extent, yeah. Now, how do you get to deserve it? So there's a very interesting thing. And I have two stories here. I heard this from a big gadol. There's a Shevet Musar. That's an early Musar Sefer. This is a different Musar Sefer called Tikkun Chatzos. It quotes it. He says as follows. A person says, I don't learn because I don't understand. I can't understand. I don't have a head for learning. So he says, you should continue learning. V'sayif ha'bina lavo. Hashem, you'll get the wisdom. Sheberoiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem sees chashko, your desire, b'tayra, udvegez bo, poseach bo ma'ineach. Hashem will give, open up for you the wells of wisdom. So what's he saying here? He says, if you show that you want something, then Hashem gives it to you. I heard this from a certain gadol, and regretfully, we don't know Mishlei, so we don't appreciate it. But there's a pasuk in Mishlei here, Ches Yud Zayin, that says, U'mishacharai yimsa'uni. See, I have no idea what it even means. But Mishacharai means the people that I could get up in the morning, they search for it. They want something. They're yearning. And so they will find it. So the Malbim says this idea, and this is what I heard this God quoted this Malbim. Mishalokana dain chachma. A person who doesn't have wisdom, but he's trying, and he wants it. Umevaksha, he wants it. Yimso sadeh Hashem. So Hashem will give him siyata d'shmaya. In other words, one of the first steps is if you want to be zeicha for siyata d'shmaya, you have to want it. Right? Those, remember the Gemara Rabbi Akiva? Right? What was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was they died on Kiddush Hashem. So they asked Rabbi Akiva, his Talmidim, Adkan. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? Right. No one over there at the Gemara? Right, Rabbi Akiva says, the whole life I've been waiting. What do you mean the whole life he's been waiting? Why is he waiting his whole life? I would think, okay, if the mitzvah comes, you do it. No, it's not. Rabbi Akiva is not, if the mitzvah, if the opportunity comes to give my life a bikuach nefesh, I'll give it. Rabbi Akiva is his whole life. Every day he woke up, he says, boy, I wish I had an opportunity to die on Kiddush Hashem. Right, that's what the Gemara says. His whole life, every day, he says, it's such a beautiful mitzvah. I wish I could have that mitzvah. You only die once. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I died on Kiddush Hashem? That's what I keep it. Every day, he wakes up with that thought, It's like, I got to die anyway. So why should I die in my bed if I could die on Kiddush Hashem? I wish, it was so wonderful.
Right?
Well, maybe he died. Maybe he died anyway. And when he's supposed to die, maybe he was supposed to die. Just you can die with a heart attack. You can die on Kiddush Hashem. I assume he died when he was supposed to die, but he was waiting every day. But you see his expression. It's not just if the mitzvah comes to me, I'll do it. If an ani comes to me, I'll do it. You're supposed to win. And now pashas, there was no shaychus. Like, why should he expect to be what he? I don't know what. But the person. In other words, try to say this. Let's say you hear of a rich person gave $1 million to yeshiva. So what's your reaction? I think your reaction is Baruch Hashem. Right? I gave it to a different yeshiva. Oh well. Right, no. Your reaction, Baruch Hashem. Even if you gave it to a different yeshiva. But that's not what your reaction. Your reaction should be, boy, I wish I could do that. Now. It has no shaykhus to reality. How am I going to have $1 million? I don't know if I'm going to have $1 million. But a person is supposed to wish. Kids play games. If I was a millionaire, I would. People dream, daydream. A person is supposed to, it's a very important, you say, a person is supposed to wish. I wish I was a gadol. I wish I was a Talmud Chacham. I wish I could save someone's life. I hear a story about a guy that he was sitting on a bus, and he was Makari of that person, and now that person is learning in yeshiva. Boy, I wish I could do that. How come this guy, how come he gets that schus, and I never got the opportunity to Makari someone? I wish. A person is supposed to wish he could do certain mitzvahs. When you wish you can do them, then you get siyata d'shmaya. So it doesn't say, this is not mukhruch. It doesn't say that Esther wished. But that's what I'm saying anyway, even if it's not mukhruch. I'm saying that the reason why Esther got this tremendous chus is because she had the ingredients to lead to it. And one of the ingredients, which are all these chazal, that's what this Gadol told me, the first ingredient for siyata d'shmaya is you have to want to get it. You have to want it. You have to have an urge. You have to, like, be jealous. You meet a Talmud Chacham. Oh, I'm so jealous. You go to Lakewood, you see a guy sitting and learning, and you meet a guy who says, oh, I've been learning for 15 years. I've been learning for 20 years. Oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I could be like that. Right? You go and you're not in jealous in a sense that I'm, bad jealousy. You know, it's a good jealousy. Someone doesn't, there's a, you read a story about a person that he had a Talmud, and his Talmud, there's a story, Rabbi David Harris, right? Choshva Talmud, right? What's Choshva person? So how did David Harris come to Yeshiva? Who knows the story?
His grandfather, went for 1 year to Europe or something?
Yeah, practically by himself? He was learning in some day school, in some dinky day school in Scranton. He was supposed to go to public school, and the principal of the day school, right, went ahead and convinced his parents to send him to yeshiva, right? So how come I don't get to do that? How come none of my students become the godly guy? That fair? But you're supposed to have a cheshek. I'm serious. You're supposed to feel, when you hear a story like that, you say, why can't, wouldn't it be nice if one of my Talmidim became the God, Choshev Gadol? A person is supposed to want. Okay, I'm running out of time. So the first step is you have to want. You have to dream. You have to, like Rabbi Akiva, every day you wake up, I wish I was. Okay. Wait, what?
Didn't we just say that Esther didn't want it?
No, we didn't say that. We didn't say Esther didn't want it.
But she said, she told Mordecai she didn't want
to
do it.
No, that because she thought she would be able to make Chaim the Mitzvah better, a different way. But okay. Okay, well, we'll have to. No time. Anyway, the second thought I wanted to say is like this. Charvona. The Gam Charvona Zachar Atov. What did Charvona do? What did he do? Did he? How much was Charvona? What was the big gedut of Charvona? That's for sure. What did he do? He just said, "Oh, and here's the tree." He spent hours planning this. He thought about it. Right? He didn't even. I'm sure Esther didn't put him. He wasn't part of the plot. Right? So he didn't know about it. It happened on the spur of the moment. And on the spur of the moment, he said, oh, and there's a tree. Oh. The Gam Chavona Zachar Atov, right? Gam Chavona Zachar Atov is a pretty good thing. If you get to this song for 2,000 years, but in all seriousness, having a bracha, that all clients will give you a bracha, is a big thing. So why does he deserve that? So there's another concept. Is sometimes, now, we don't know, again, maybe he also had schusim, but he got deserved for this. Sometimes mitzvahs pop up and people miss golden opportunities. I said this many times. The big kunz is when an opportunity comes, you got to grab it. People sometimes miss. Charvona could have theoretically just not thought of it at the spur of the moment, right? Charvona is he's a busy person. He's, I don't know what he's doing, whatever he's doing. He didn't have to think about, mentioning about the tree, right? It didn't, most people wouldn't have maybe dawned on them. Say, wow, look at that. Here's Haman, the powerful Haman. And hey, look at that. All of a sudden, the king wants to get angry at him. Ooh, look at that. And wait a second. I can go ahead. It's a concept that you have to grab the opportunity. So that's my step number two. Step number one is you have to have a burning desire. That is the first step of getting anywhere. The first step of becoming a Talmud Chacham. The first step of succeeding in yeshiva. The first step of doing mitzvahs is you gotta want. You gotta have a desire. You gotta be jealous of everyone else. What? It's more like kinesiphim. Okay. And the second step is when the opportunity comes, you got to grab it. So many people have golden opportunities and they blow them. And they don't know they had a golden opportunity, blew it, because that's why they blew it, because they don't even notice it. So we have to notice the opportunities. There's, okay. I don't want to tell stories. I don't have time to tell stories. But there are many people have great, great opportunities, and they blew it. Someone was telling me a story about how they were offered an opportunity to be, something, you know. And the guy, Billy Guzman, if he would have, based on, you know, if he would have taken that opportunity, he could have become the Godot Dor, Pashtus, you know. He had opportunity to whatever, to do something. And he didn't take it. Okay, so, you know, you look back, you're like, you know, you just blew it. You know, didn't know at that moment they were blew in the opportunity of becoming the Godot Dor, but in retrospect, you know, he blew it. You know, there are, when you look back in life and you see some people blow up big opportunities. So you gotta, when you have an opportunity, I can't mention an example because I'll insult the people who blew it, right? What can I do? But I've noticed in life, pay cases. Maybe I didn't know B'shas Maisa, but in retrospect, you see cases that people missed great opportunities. So you gotta grab an opportunity. You have to be like Carvona. Okay. The third thing, because we're saying on the Megillah, I heard this from Rav Avram, Rav David Avrahami, right? I think his name. He said as follows, that it says when after Haman comes back, so, you know, after he took Mordechai around, so his wife told him, first his wife told him, go make the tree. Right, go make the tree and hang Haman. Then he goes and instead of hanging Mordechai, he ends up this whole thing. It worked out backwards, and he has to take Mordechai around. He comes home, and he says, "Vayisaper Haman Oheres Eretz Yisrael Veskov Koshe Karo." Vayomer Alchamav. This his Hachamim told him, "Imizera Yehudim Mordechai Sher Chelosin and follow in the fun of Laltu Chalo Kinov Al Tipo the fun of." If Mordechai is a Jew, we know the minig of the world is, once you start falling to the front of him, then you'll never succeed, right? Then the next pasuk, Oida Midabram Himo, they're in the middle of telling him this, Pitzarisa Melchigiu, they come, Vayavhido Lovias Haman al Mishnah, they come to quick take Haman to the Mishnah to Esther. So he asks, why is that important? What is the point the pasuk saying? So he says, because if they weren't to come immediately, Haman, what would Haman have done? His wise people just told him that if you're falling to Mordechai, you don't have a chance. So what would he have done? He would make peace with Mordechai. First thing he would do is chop down the tree. And he'd say, oh, you know, his advisor said, in Mizera Yehudim who, Mordechai, Asher Elosef, L'Tuchal Okinof Otipo Defanov, so you better be smart and make peace. Right? And Haman would have done that. That was his advisors. He would have, first, he definitely would have gotten rid of the tree. But then, there was no time. And as soon as they tell him this advice, off to the party. So he said, this Avraham, he said, that there's a message here, is that sometimes in life, a second makes a big difference. You know, people don't makshiv enough seconds, opportunity. You think, what's the big deal? I'll do it 5 seconds, 5 minutes later. You know, I'll wait 5 minutes. If the messenger, so to speak, would have come 5 minutes later, the whole course of history would have been changed. I'd be derech hateva. Things are, you know, minutes make differences sometimes. So the concept is that also is that in mitzvahs, you know, we have a tendency of not being machshev enough. Okay, it's running late, so I want to get to the last point. There's 2 weeks to the end of this man, basically, right? I think so. We have a rule, brought down by Yom Kippur, that a kol holech acher achisim, right, by Nida. Everyone gets all excited about Nida. Why do we all get excited about Nida? because the Yom Kippur, the, everything goes according to the end. It's not just a din in Yom Kippur. It's a din in everything in life. The end is the most important. In high school, you can blow the whole year. You do well on your final, you get a good grade. You flunk the final, you get a bad grade. The how you do goes by the end. I don't know why that's fair, but that's the way it is. and that's what we say by neither. Rather, Meshav Brura says it. Everything, it goes by the end. So we got 2 weeks to the end of this man. It pays. It's smart. You want to be smart. You if you go ahead, some people, just 2 weeks. I'm just going to let it go slide. Then you're going to end the year on a bad note. Then you're going to start the newsman on a bad note. And you don't get such a great grade in Shemayim, because the grade comes at the end, that the marking period is at the end. That's how it is. But if you end on a strong note, then akol holech achar achisim, then comes the next man, you're starting on a high. So it's very, very important. It's like you're running a race. When you get to the end of the race, even if you're exhausted, when you know you see the finish line, you get a new energy and you can mamish zoom to the end. So we got to have tremendous chizik, tremendous man. So what I was trying to say is quickly, because I told him I'll be unfinished in time because I told him to wait for us for Ma'ariv, is you have to have a chizik. We have to grab opportunities. And for sure, we can't be way silly, not be machshav little things. And at the end of this man, we got to put in tremendous inspiration. Okay, Shikayach, everyone.